Newsbeat.
Newsbeat.
Springtime in the countryside. You're thinking daffodils, new grass, baby lambs playing, right? For large parts of the UK this year, though, you couldn't be more wrong. It's claimed 25,000 sheep and cattle have died in the last 2 weeks of severe blizzard conditions. Newsbeat's Dave Howard has met one North Wales farmer struggling through the worst spring snow in more than 50 years.
29-year-old Jonathan Davis calls the last 2 weeks the worst of his life.
We haven't been able to get round to feed stock. Lambs are being born in the cold, starving, freezing to the ground.
Today we're on his upland farm near Llangollen, seeing what happens when lambing season comes with 4 metre snow drifts.
It was like 12, 15 foot high.
And you cleared this, did you?
I cleared it on the Friday, and it was full again on the Saturday.
For days, Jonathan and his family simply couldn't reach hundreds of sheep giving birth in these hills, or dozens of pregnant cows in a nearby shed.
One day we got up here, the day after we didn't. And that's how it was.
It must be nice to see a bit of blue sky.
Yeah, it's lovely, actually. The sky was blue last week, but for all the wrong reasons.
With that slow thaw, though, fresh carcasses are being uncovered day by day.
There's a couple more lambs here now. You know, they haven't made it. It's been too cold for them. They've been lambed on the freezing cold. Throw that one in the basket.
Oh, dear.
That's been days of that basket's been full.
Today, Jonathan finds 5 dead lambs. Some days, it's been 10 or 12. It's claimed more than 25,000 UK sheep and cattle have died in total. In reality, too small a number to affect meat prices in shops. Ponies and horses have been buried and killed too. Jonathan finds one ewe here struggling to give birth and lends a hand.
You saved one anyway.
Saved one. Luckily, she's okay.
Finally, Jonathan shows us a shed roof that's buckled under the weight of snow, risking ewes and lambs he had thought were inside in safety. He's got friends, he says, who've had whole buildings destroyed the same way.
The whole shed comes down. What can you do then? Can't even go under it to get them out.
When you look back to this lambing season and years to come, what would be the one sort of image that sticks in your mind?
Just be the amount of death and just utter nothing you can do about it.
Newsbeat.